with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back, 6:23 on a Wednesday evening in Lansing. Thank you for joining us. The thousands of healthcare providers that work with Michigan Health Connect will now be sending child and adult immunization records directly to the state's Michigan Care Improvement Registry. The new system was announced yesterday. So what will that mean to state residents? And will any and all other records now become more widely available to the Michigan medical community? To discuss that, I'm joined by Doug Dietzman. He is the executive director of the Grand Rapids-based Michigan Health Connect. Doug, thanks for joining us this evening.
Very happy to be here, Michael. Thank you.
So this new system securely connects the MHC's 54 hospitals, over 960 medical offices, and more than 3,500 individual providers in Michigan's health records registries. This seems like this should have happened a long time ago. Why has it taken so long, and how were these records shared in the past?
Well, I think what you're seeing is some of the momentum from the Recovery Act that was passed a while back. Billions of dollars really are being poured into incenting providers and providing the opportunity for them to put electronic systems in their office. And as they are putting those electronic systems in their offices to better care for their patients and better manage the patient load that they went to school to do, the question then becomes, how do we connect outside of those offices and take care of some of the efficiencies and the ways they need to connect outside of just their practice? The way this was done in the past, folks would either enter these immunization records online with the state or a variety of other submission methods. And what we've done with the state of Michigan in cooperation with the Michigan Health Information Network and the state of Michigan is provide a standards-based way for any of the providers in Michigan to be able to send those immunization records directly from their system so that they don't have to do the extra steps and extra manual activity.
Is this just the immunization records now, and how soon will other records be moved around this way?
Right now, this particular connection is specific to immunizations. We are also doing things for other providers, for example, the hospitals, as the providers need the results back today. They're being faxed. Primarily, and again, as those providers in the offices have electronic records, they want that data electronically. And so we are passing result information from hospitals out to providers. We are passing laboratory orders from the office back to the labs, those sorts of things.
In 2012, information is being actually faxed out from hospitals.
That's true.
That is astounding. So where is this leading, though? Are we likely going to start seeing information beyond immunization records, information that some people might view as more private, being moved around this way? And could that lead to potential security breaches?
Well, there's certainly a healthy tension in this particular area. When we talk about wanting to support patient care, and rather than being handed a clipboard every place you go and needing to recount your full medical history, or going someplace where perhaps you've had an immunization or some other procedure done that you don't want to have redone, we need to get the data where it needs to go to make sure we don't do those things. But in that process, there is the tension that says, how do we make sure that it's being done in a safe, appropriate way that patients have consented to, that they understand? And ultimately, in some of it, they say, I don't want to participate. How do we do that in the right way so that they understand what the implications are for themselves as well?
Is that really an option, though, to opt out once the system is in place network-wide?
Not for all of the components. So sending the immunization records to the state, for example, that's a secure transport, just like a fax or another method would be. So there's really not a way to opt out there. Providers need to do things consistently. But if we talk about these systems where we're putting data in a repository, and then if I show up to the emergency room and we say, what do we know about Doug so that we can best care and treat him, those types of capabilities, there is an option for patients to say, I don't want to be part of that and opt out as those mature.
I see. Well, Michigan Department of Community Health Director Olga Dazzo says the system will allow the state to, quote, see trends in public health with more extensive data than before. So is this information going to be analyzed by the state and other entities in some kind of an anonymous fashion?
I think yes, the extent to which for immunizations, it's been done in the past for some of the reportable lab sorts of situations to make sure that we don't have outbreaks of certain disease or things. They are looking for those sorts of trends today. All we're really talking about in some cases is making more efficient the means by which the data that is already being analyzed gets there. And then I think in the future, one of the things Michigan Health Connect, where we've started, is we are not doing research or analytics, nor are we selling the data or any of those sorts of things that folks really get concerned about, just because it is still yet not something that can be done and have the trust that people want in that. So we're deciding we'll save that for others. Do what we're doing today. Let's just do what we're doing today a lot more efficiently.
But basically, this is the first step to a network where you walk into any doctor's office that's plugged in, any hospital, and they bring your name up, and they will likely have all your medical history and information right there.
That's the way it's moving, yes. Now, that provider would have to have a reason, some sort of a relationship established with me as a patient in order to pull up my information. And if they don't have a pre-existing relationship that's established, then there are certain things that they would have to break that would be more stringently audited and things in order to be able to get at that information. But that gets at that tension of, you know, making the data available and then also making sure that if people look at it, we know who they are and why they are looking at that information.
Well, some might say that they're concerned. Others will say this is long overdue to have a network of this type, but it will certainly be the beginning of an evolving network. Doug Dietzman, the executive director of Grand Rapids-based Michigan Health Connect. Doug, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to Lansing City Councilmember Carol Wood. We're going to discuss the budget, which the council will have to vote on by Monday evening. The question is, are they getting all the information they need from the mayor's office when it comes to making some of these last-minute decisions? I'll ask her, and after that, we'll talk about U.S. citizens essentially being tortured in a mind-control experiment that occurred right here in this country. The CIA was doing it, and I'll talk to the son of one of the men who unfortunately got involved in the program, and we'll find out what it involved and what the effects were for this once prominent man after he was essentially tortured. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.